So prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice and supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
I am the resurrection, the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will never die.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfume oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sister sent word to Jesus, saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. He said this, and then told them, Our friend Lazarus is asleep, and I am going to awaken him. But the disciples said to him, Master, if he's asleep, he will be saved. But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, Lazarus has died. Now I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him. So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let's also go to die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The teacher is here and is asking for you. As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, and was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So he took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's readings talk about movement from death to life. In our first reading, Ezekiel speaks for God when he says, "O my people, I open your graves and have you rise from them." And then St. Paul in our second reading says, "If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through a spirit dwelling in you." And then there's those profound words of Jesus from the Gospel of John where he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And in the resurrection account of Lazarus, we encounter a movement from physical death to physical life. However, in all of our readings, including the Gospel, we see pointing to a greater movement, moving from eternal death that results from sin to spiritual life that then flows into eternal life. In our psalm today, we get a glimpse of how this spiritual movement from death to life happens. We hear the psalmist say, "If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered." That God wants to set us free from spiritual death, the spiritual death of sin, to a new life through forgiveness of our sins. In a reflection on today's readings, the church teaches us that the raising of Lazarus is the fulfillment of God's promise enunciated through the prophet Ezekiel in our first reading. "I will open your graves and have you rise from them." The heart of the Paschal mystery, the Easter mystery, is that Christ came to die and rise again precisely to do for us what he did for Lazarus, untie him and let him go. He frees us not only from physical death, but from many other deaths that afflict us and bind us: sin, misfortune, broken relationships. The Lord, he initially frees us from the death of sin through our baptism. But if you're human, there continues to be those other deaths that afflict us and bind us. The deaths that sin causes. So we need the forgiveness and freedom that comes from the sacrament of confession. Now, St. Paul, St. John, Jesus himself talk about the existence of mortal sin. Deadly sin that kills us spiritually. A death that can be eternal if we don't receive God's forgiveness through confession. The church traditionally has taught that mortal sin requires, first of all, a sinful action to be grave or serious in this matter. That it's also committed with full knowledge of what we're doing. and it's done with deliberate consent. But those three conditions are necessary for committing a mortal sin. And while the church doesn't have an official list of mortal sins, Scripture is pretty clear about what kills us spiritually. For instance, I think of St. Paul telling the Galatians that now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalries, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. He says, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So he gives a list. And Jesus, in a parable about the sheep and the goats, tells us what happens when we fail to show mercy. If we commit certain sins of omission, Jesus says, then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment. So there can even be mortal sins of omission. And these are just a couple of lists in the New Testament. There's others that are found. In the back of church this weekend, I left a little catechesis on mortal sin and confession, and it offers some other examples of, again, we don't have official lists, but Scripture's pretty clear about what can bring us this spiritual death. And so my goal this morning is not to remind us that spiritual death, it's not just about spiritual death which flows from sin. It's real. It does happen. Real as being as 4 days in the tomb. But it's also that the mercy of God is real. A little bit later in the Mass, I'll offer these words in prayer. I'll say, for as true man, Jesus wept for Lazarus, his friend. And as eternal God, he raised him from the tomb. Just as, taking pity on the human race, he leads us by sacred mysteries to new life. And so, the theme of our Mass today, as we draw closer to Easter, is not so much about death, but rather it's about resurrection from death to life through sacred mysteries. Yeah, we need to consider mortal sin and the spiritual death that it brings. We also have to consider the life that the Lord offers in response to sin. And the church understands this idea of sacred mysteries in two ways. First, sacred mysteries mean the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus that we prepare to celebrate in just a couple weeks. But also, sacred mysteries refer to the sacraments, mysteries that make real in our lives the graces that flow from the Paschal mystery. Again, while baptism initially frees us from sin, we can and we need to celebrate the sacred mystery of confession year-round, on a regular basis, monthly, maybe sometimes even weekly. And so consider going to confession sometime in the next couple weeks and see it as the beginning of a lifelong regular reception of this sacrament that allows us to rise from the death of sin. Both baptism and confession prepare us to receive the Eucharist, long desired by many of us during these days of social distancing. There are many who expressed to me that they long receive the Eucharist. And confession is a great way to prepare to have that longing fulfilled. But the Eucharist represents the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, so that as Jesus says elsewhere in the Gospel of John, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day, just as he raised Lazarus in our gospel today. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We strive to be true to the life given at our baptism. We present our needs, the needs of the whole world, to God, our merciful judge.
Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer. For the leaders of our church, Francis our Pope, and our country's bishops, that they may lead the church wisely and justly, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish in these final days of Lent, that God may look with favor upon our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For us, who believe in Jesus, the resurrection and the life, that we may defend life and help bring an end to abortion and other forms of injustice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are sick, especially those suffering from the coronavirus worldwide, that they and their families may find their healing and consolation in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, that they may forever encounter the one who is the resurrection and the life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We remember Dwayne Hyatt, who just recently passed away. And for the parishioners of St. Michael's Church, for whom this Mass is being offered, for those intentions in our parish book of prayers, for those prayers which we offer from the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, who have done great things for us, we ask you to help us follow the new way of life which comes from Jesus, and so experience his resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul? To bear the dreadful curse for my soul. Through God and to the Lamb, I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, who is the great I am, while millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on,
I'll sing on.
And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on.
And when from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be. And through eternity, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And through eternity, I'll sing on.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
Hear us, Almighty God, and having instilled in your servants the teachings of the Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as true men he wept for Lazarus his friend, and as eternal God he raised him from the tomb, just as taking pity on the human race, he leads us by sacred mysteries to new life. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exalted praise as we acclaim. Sanctus,
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sanct. Veni sunt celi et terra, gloria tua, hosanna in excelsis, benedictus,
qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
The third Eucharistic prayer. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. In giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the sacred passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Michael, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and James our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you for passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. The through him and with him and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Agnus Dei, vit mortis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, vit mortis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, vit mortis peccata mundi, dona nobis pace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Whoever lives and believes in me will not die forever, says the Lord. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. the act of spiritual communion by Cardinal Mary de Valle. At thy feet, O my Jesus, I prostrate myself and offer thee the repentance of my contrite heart, which is humbled in its nothingness, and in thy holy presence, I adore thee in the sacrament of thy love, the ineffable Eucharist. I desire to receive thee into the poor dwelling that my heart offers thee, while waiting for the happiness of sacramental communion. I wish to possess thee in spirit. Come to me, O my Jesus, since I, for my part, am coming to thee. May thy love embrace my whole being in life and in death. I believe in thee. I hope in thee. I love thee. Amen.
Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ, whose body and blood we have communion, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Just a few announcements. Just a reminder, the church remains open from about 6:30 in the morning until about 9 o'clock at night. Feel free to stop by and pray, and especially to pray the Stations of the Cross, a beautiful opportunity during this season of Lent. Each week we'll make the bulletin available at church. You can find it at the entrances of the church and the usual places. And also it's available online at our website. There's a link there for the bulletin. We're working on a modified schedule for Holy Week to allow us to stream live all the various liturgies. The schedule also takes into account the directives that have come from the Vatican and from our diocese for this unique, very unique Holy Week. So be watching Facebook and the parish website for more information. We also plan to include this information next week in next week's bulletin. And also keep in mind, confessions remain available throughout each day, typically at 7 o'clock in the morning until finished, from Sunday through Friday, 7:35 on Saturday mornings, and then every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4:30. And also offering at least this week, 7 o'clock on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. When we get to Holy Week, there'll be a little bit of a change up with the confession schedule, but again, check Facebook, the website, the bulletin for more details about that. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Bless, O Lord, your people who long for the gift of your mercy, and grant that what at your prompting they desire, they may receive by your generous gift, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise. For Christ, by whom all things were made, himself has fasted and has prayed. Alone and fasting, Moses saw the loving God who gave the law, and to Elijah fasting came the steeds and chariots of flame. So Daniel trained his mystic sight, delivered from the lion's might, and John the bridegroom's friend became the herald of Messiah's name. Then grant that we, like them, be true, consumed in fast and prayer with you, our spirit strengthened with your grace, and give us joy to see your face. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, to you be every prayer addressed, who are in the full name adored, from age to age, the only Lord.
Awesome.
Promnibus et singulis.
Thank you.